Siman Tav Tzadi Zayin, Dine Hachana B'Yom Tov. Ein Tzadin Dagim Mina B'Barim, you're not allowed to catch fish, even in a small enclosed area. If it's in a large area, so for sure it's going to be a problem. We know you're not allowed to do Tzedan on Yantif, because we already established earlier that there are certain malachos, which even if it's for food purposes, like Tzedak, Tzira, Trina, are going to be prohibited. But even if it is from this enclosed area, so it's like a small enclosed area, but fish, since they're covered by the water and you can't really see them, so they're going to swim away, so they're never easily catchable. If it's something that's easily catchable, so then there'd be no problem. That's not called trapping. It's only called trapping if you have difficulty catching it. So that's why the Magen Avraham says that if the water's clear and you're able to see it easily and it's a small enclosed area, so for sure you'd be able to chop it up and that would be fine. There'd be no isser in that. There are some achronim who say that it's still muksa to catch a fish. To hold the fish would be muksa, but if it's easily catchable, then there'd be no problem. There's a discussion whether you can empty. Apparently, I don't have an aquarium, but apparently, if you own fish, you have to take out the fish sometimes and change the water to clean it. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you're not allowed to change the water in a fish tank on Shabbos or Yantif. Yes, you're not allowed to because the fish are muksa. And even if you're not going to take the fish out, you're just going to take out the water and leave some water in there with the fish and then add more clean water. He says, since those fish that are in there are muksa, you're not allowed to do that either because you're moving the water for the sake of the fish. So you're not allowed to change that at all. To pick up the whole fish tank would be fine because it's a klisha malachta leheter, so that would be fine, but changing the water would be prohibited. Sif Beis, Dagim Va'ofos L'chai Shehim Muksa, Ein Mashkin Osom B'Yom Tov, Ve'ein Nosnin Lefneim Zonos, Shema Yavo Likach Mehem, Chol Masha Aser L'Ochol L'Shtamish Bo V'Neshu Muksa Aser L'Taltalo. So fish or birds or wild animals, which are Muksa, you're not allowed to feed them on Yom Tov because we're afraid that you might come to take them, and they're Muksa. So anything that's Muksa, you're not allowed to move, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to feed them either. We're also afraid you might come to trap them or something like that. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only a problem to put the food mamish in front of them, but if the animal's over here and you put the food over there and then they go and get it, that would be okay. As long as it's clear that you're not directly feeding them, it's going to be okay. If it's a non-kosher animal where there's no chance that you're going to come to eat it or something like that, so then it would be okay. You'd be allowed to feed it. Again, this is only talking about, says the Dagam Rav Avah says, is only talking about fish and birds and wild animals that you need to feed. They're your pets. So if you have a pet fish or something like that. But if it's not animals that you need to feed, then you wouldn't be allowed to give them food, even if it's far away from them. Because the whole reason that it's usher to put food in front of these animals, which you're not responsible for, is not because we're afraid you might come to take it, rather because it's tircha shelo letzorech. You're putting in a lot of effort for something you don't need to do. But if it's your animal, so then that's not tircha shelo letzorech, and then the only problem is that you might come to move it if it's muksa. So again, if you own a bird or you own any pet or something like that, so feeding it on Shabbos, you'd have to put it a little bit farther away from it in order to get out of this issue.